Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be for you, and welcome to the Lobster Pot Podcast. This is the place where we think about old-time religion. And old-time religion is the religion of the matriarchs, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, confessors, and saints down through the ages who found favor with God, whose lives we seek to emulate. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Pentecost day today. I was reflecting upon the scripture readings, and let me share a couple of thoughts with you. In the first reading that we heard in worship today in the Eucharist is Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. And in the very first line, verse 1, it tells us the disciples were all together in one place. And that place, the preacher today, who did an outstanding job, by the way, called the room. The room was the place that the apostles retreated to in times of anxiety and unknowing. But it was the very room which would hold them captive and prevent the gospel of the kingdom from going forward. And the preacher rightly pointed out that this was the day that, Pentecost Day, was the day that they were liberated. They were sent from the room, never to return to that room again, as it were. But there's also something positive in that first line about the room. I note that in that room, they were all together in one place. And I'm taking that to be an existential statement as well as a physical statement. They were all together. They were together. They were a unit. They were a unity. And that really is a judgment upon the contemporary church, even upon contemporary Anglicanism as it splits more and more. Or of Protestantism with the 35,000 denominations in North America, and even in the Roman Catholic Church, which has its own divisions, though they tend to be less organic. All together in one place. Oh, that we could see that happen in our day. And then also in that first lesson, it tells us what the apostles, those gathered in the room, were saying as they were speaking in other languages. What do you think they were saying? Do you remember? It says they were saying things about God's deeds of power. Isn't that a wonderful message? We could all, from our own lives, speak about God's deeds of power. Great message. And then in that same lesson, we're reminded that the events of what we call Pentecost Sunday, the events of Pentecost, were a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. And that reminds me that events are connected one to the next in our own lives and in the life of the church, in the life of the Christian religion, in the world. They seem to be isolated. They seem to be individualized events that are events that have a life of their own. But this reminds me that God is involved and that he is involved on the long haul. And in this case, Joel made a prophecy that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. So, from the Lobster Pot Podcast, there's a few things to think about. I'm glad you joined me. I hope you come back. This is Old Time Religion.